Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a special edition radio show with Dr. Joseph Nemeth. Dr. Nemeth is a board-certified periodontist with over 25 years' experience in state-of-the-art oral health. He's joining us tonight to talk about where we stand with all oral problems, and he will also be introducing the concept of preventative medicine as it applies to some of the major diseases of our time. He'll discuss with you directly where his research has led him with respect to the prevention of so many of these diseases, especially heart disease, dementia, and Alzheimer's. You won't want to miss what Dr. Nemeth has to say regarding the prevention of these deadly and debilitating diseases. If you have a question for the doctor, we invite you to call at 800-859-0957. So stay tuned and we'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to News Talk 760 WJR. Edition of the Dr. Nemeth Radio Show. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin. I'm here tonight talking with Dr. Joseph Nemeth, board-certified periodontist in Southfield, Michigan. Dr. Nemeth is with us discussing his state-of-the-art clinic, the latest treatments in periodontic care, and the relationship between gum disease and many systemic diseases, from cardiac to the prevention of Alzheimer's. If you have a question for the doctor on the topic we're discussing tonight, please call us at 800-859-0957. Dr. Nemeth, I'm so thrilled to have talked you into coming back on the show.
Thank you.
Because you're the only one I know that's doing what you're doing, and you're so on the forefront of the cutting edge of letting people know that a lot of the diseases that we're plagued with, that we're afraid of, Alzheimer's, cardiac disease, cancer, there's like, you told me the other day in your office, there's like 57 different, at least 57 different diseases that can be pre-diagnosed in the mouth and no one knows about it. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing in your practice.
Well, you know, it's like the Heinz 57, except it's not good.
No.
There are innumerable different diseases that are related to periodontal disease. So when you have periodontal disease or gum disease, it's an infection, and that infection is caused by bacteria and parasites. And these bacteria and parasites don't just cause infection in your mouth. They're connected to the rest of your body. So those bacteria and those parasites get into your bloodstream. They travel throughout your whole body. They affect virtually every organ. Plus, they cause a generalized inflammatory response throughout your whole body, which affects the blood vessels that go to all the organs in your body. And, I mean, I can almost think of no systemic disease that isn't linked to and or made worse by periodontal disease. And the problem with periodontal disease is it doesn't cause pain. Most people don't have it. To me, you know, I think of it kind of like high blood pressure. I call it the other silent killer because it will shorten your lifespan. It can shorten your lifespan by as much as 6 to 7 years, studies have shown. So it's incredibly dangerous, but it's silent. It's kind of, people just don't know that they have it for the most part. And by the time they really are aware of it, teeth are loose and may have reached this point where they have to be removed or may actually fall out. So periodontal disease is actually a much more major threat than most people realize, although it's beginning to get recognized by the medical community. In fact, when you and I were talking, Anne-Marie, you said that a number of physicians that you talk to...
A lot. Almost everyone that's been on the show has talked about the importance of oral cavity bacteria that lead to these diseases and that it has to be stopped there. And the problem is that the listening public and most patients are not aware of this. They think about periodontists as this is who you go to when your gums are growing over or you've got inflammation of your gums. But it's not about your gums, really. It's not about your mouth. It's not about your teeth. It's about the fact that the most dreaded diseases of our time start in the mouth. And who knows that? I mean, two or three people?
Four.
Four, okay. Well, us. Right.
But seriously, and now, of course, a major, major awareness is being made, relatively speaking, of the relationship between periodontal disease, and I've mentioned this before, and Alzheimer's disease, because there's a bacteria called PG or Porphyromonas gingivalis. Let's just call it PG. Mm-hmm. And the PG gets into the bloodstream, and it crosses the blood-brain barrier, gets into the brain. And when the body is trying to fight this off and destroy these bacteria, what happens is the bacteria lay a protective layer or a layer coating around themselves so that they really can't kill those bacteria. But in trying to kill the bacteria, amyloid and tau, which are found in Alzheimer's disease, tends to be built up. So these bacteria actually very often may, the theory is, may initiate Alzheimer's disease. Now, Alzheimer's disease, as you know, is a slowly, slowly progressive disease.
Yeah, it's 20 years in the making, right?
It could be 20, it could be 30, it could be 40. Everybody's different. But it may start in your 20s. And the sooner you catch it, the less chance you have of developing it. And even if you catch it later, you may be able to reduce the severity of it by eliminating these organisms that are being fed into your bloodstream all the time from gum disease. Because when you have gum disease, when your gums bleed, and even if they don't bleed when you brush, when your gums bleed, and they may be bleeding under the gum line where you can't even tell, if the gums are bleeding, that means if blood can come out, bacteria can get in.
Right, for sure.
And those bacteria can have devastating effects throughout your whole body.
What do you think the percentage of the population is that is even aware of the fact that, you know, cardiac disease, cancer, all these 57 diseases and, terrible medical situations are originating in the mouth? I don't think anyone knows that. I think that most people aren't aware that it all starts in the mouth.
It may not all start in the mouth, but the mouth is definitely a significant contributing factor, and in some cases makes the difference between life and death, and in some cases does start the disease. Let's talk about diabetes for just a moment.
Well, let me say that we'll need to come back and continue this conversation on the other side of the break. In the meantime, you're listening to the Dr. Nemeth Radio Show, and we're here talking about how the treatment of gum disease can prevent some of the major diseases of our time. If you have a question, you can reach Dr. Nemeth by calling 800-859-0957. Again, that number is 800-859-0957. Don't miss this opportunity to call the doctor directly. You're listening to the Dr. Nemeth Radio Show on News Talk 760 WJR. Special edition of the Dr. Nemeth Radio Show. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin. We're here tonight talking with Dr. Nemeth, board-certified periodontist in Southfield, Michigan. Dr. Nemeth is with us discussing his state-of-the-art clinic, the latest treatments in periodontic care, and the relationship between gum disease and many systemic diseases from cardiac to the prevention of Alzheimer's. If you have a question for the doctor on the topic we're discussing tonight, please call us at 800-859-0957. Dr. Nemeth, it's all very interesting what you're doing, but I think you're the only one that's doing it because you've got such a broad spectrum of care and the technology that you've got in your office. And, you know, I always chase you down because I'm fascinated by the fact that you're able to actually identify disease long before it becomes a disease and do something about it, not just identify it. And it must be unbelievable for people to sit in a chair and look at, you know, this huge screen and see these things moving around in their mouth that are actually going to be responsible for a deadly disease.
Yeah, it really is unbelievable. And you know, people are actually very surprised and actually very often shocked at what is, they say, that's in my mouth?
Right, I believe it.
And they just can't accept that because they feel fine. And when they see what's going on, it's just like they know they need to get rid of it, and they need to get rid of it as soon as possible. I mean,
I don't mean to interrupt you, but one of the things that comes to mind when you're talking, and obviously we've had you on before, do you think, and I believe, that a lot of people feel that when they brush their teeth in the morning and brush their teeth at night, take a mouthwash, and, you know, rinse their mouth off with whatever alcoholic substance they're cleaning their mouth out with, they tend to believe that will kill the bacteria in their mouth. And I'm more than sure you're going to tell me that's not true.
No, it will kill the bacteria in the mouth, but it will only kill, it will kill the superficial bacteria.
Right.
It will not get down under the gum into the area where the bacteria are actively reproducing, multiplying, and causing the infection that they're causing. In fact, some of the newer toothpaste, as I mentioned to you earlier,
right.
Some of the newer toothpaste, patients come into the office now and they say, well, you know, I ask them if their gums bleed. They say, well, you know, my gums used to bleed, but they don't seem to bleed anymore. Some of the newer toothpastes have something called stannous fluoride. A lot of toothpastes have now incorporated stannous fluoride. And stannous fluoride is effective in killing the superficial bacteria that cause the superficial inflammation, which is often why gums bleed. But it doesn't get down into the deeper area where the real infection is going on. And when I take a small instrument and go under the gum, and it's not painful at all, then I remove that film, and then blood does come out. Even though the patients, when they brush and they floss, many of them are not getting bleeding because they're not getting down under the gum now where the bleeding and the infection really, really is. So there's something called gingivitis, which is kind of a superficial infection. It doesn't involve the bone. But sometimes the newer toothpaste with stannous fluoride can help minimize that. But if these bacteria get under the gum and start multiplying, then bone destruction occurs. We get something called periodontitis, and that, you know, patients just don't know about it. So bleeding gums, which used to be so, so important in diagnosing it, is still important. But just because gums don't bleed now does not mean something's not going on down deeper where the infection really is.
Are there any symptoms that patients can look for that they might notice? Let's say you don't have bleeding gums. Do you need a dentist or a periodontist to identify, or is there something you can look out for?
You can look out for lots of things, but frequently, particularly in the early stages, there are virtually no symptoms that the patient is aware of. Sometimes teeth may start shifting or moving because bone is being destroyed and there's not as much bone to hold the teeth in anymore. Or the patients may notice bad breath because of the infection. Bleeding still is an important factor. Sensitivity. Sometimes the teeth become sensitive to cold, particularly. So, but very often there's nothing. That's the problem. It's like with high blood pressure. You don't know you have it unless you've had an examination and you've been told. And if you have it and you're not treated, you're going to lose cognitive function sooner and suffer many other consequences, which is also true of periodontal disease.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how little I think people know, because people, I think, tend to think about, you know, gum disease and periodontal disease as being limited to inflamed gums or bleeding gums or, you know, gums that are somehow infected, but I don't think they're making the connection, and that they really have no way of knowing that it's way more serious.
Well,
than
and
that.
Another thing too is I think a lot of people associate gum disease or periodontal disease with, you know, an older generation. Let's say, like young
right.
people. I'm in my 30s, right? I mean, it seems like this is something I should get checked out. You know, to have my gums examined
because it starts when you're young.
Yeah,
but it's a slowly progressive disease. That's why people think it's a disease of old age, but it isn't. It starts when you're younger, and because it's slowly progressive, you really notice the effects when you're older. By that time, some of the teeth have gotten loose or teeth have started shifting. So you really want to catch it as early as you possibly can, not only to save the teeth, but, as I said, to save your life. There's just innumerable diseases that are linked to periodontal disease, and it's, you name it. High blood pressure is the latest. They now find there's a strong link between hypertension and periodontal disease. And so, again, because it affects the blood vessels, and we find that if we can eliminate the periodontal disease, it helps to control high blood pressure. But it's especially noticeable with diabetes. Every patient that has diabetes that comes in, I tell them, this is in all likelihood going to make your diabetes easier to control. Your A1C, your sugar level, is going to improve. And you're going to probably live longer. For sure, you're not going to... You're going to be healthier, absolutely.
Well, I've noticed with the number of, and we've had a lot of specialists, MDs and specialists in different fields come on the show and talk about all the different diseases that they're treating and seeing as type of patient profile they're seeing. And I've always been amazed about how they come back and say, well, it all starts in the oral cavity, it all starts in the gums. And one of the things that I've heard repeated over and over again is, if you're talking about Alzheimer's, you need to get into a periodontist when you're 20, not 30, not 40, 20. Would you agree with that?
As I said, Alzheimer's disease typically starts in when you're fairly young, and because it's so slowly progressive, you may not be diagnosed for 20 or 30 years, even though it started 20 or 30 years earlier.
And by that time, there's nothing they can do about it. If you're diagnosed with Alzheimer's, you're just on a road to nowhere because there's no cure.
Well, there's no cure. They have a drug now that, you know, that was very controversially approved to treat Alzheimer's. But from what I told you, seven members of the Food and Drug Administration resigned in objection to that drug being approved because the effectiveness of it apparently is so questionable that, you know, whether it, who knows? There really is nothing that we know of that effectively will cure it. But at least you want to minimize it, slow it down, and hopefully avoid it. And if you can get your body as healthy as possible, it minimizes your chance of Alzheimer's disease and or the severity of Alzheimer's disease. So the sooner you can get your body healthy, the better it is for every part of your body, including your brain, and you can't have a healthy body unless your mouth is healthy.
Seems to me then the message that we have here for the listeners or any of the children of the listeners is that regardless of whether your dentist tells you you have gum disease or whether you don't even have gum disease, the fact that you've got the technology to evaluate and show people on a big screen, the bacteria that's in their mouth that's responsible for most of these catastrophic diseases, I would think everybody should just get an appointment and go in and have the screening done. It's so much more simpler to have the screening done and take a look at what you've actually got because you're taking photographic images of what's in their mouth and then you're saying, okay, we can kill this and be done with it.
Skyler, who does a lot of my videos, his mother is a hairstylist. I saw her today, actually, for my haircut. And she was telling me about her gum recession. And I said, just because, you know, her gums don't bleed, but the gums have receded, I said, you don't really know what's going on. Stop by the office. I'll take a sample from under your gum. We'll look at it under the microscope. And it's possible you may not have any problem, but there may be something going on that you're completely unaware of and you should know about.
Absolutely. Let's come back and talk more about this on the other side of the break. In the meantime, you're listening to the Dr. Joseph Nemeth Radio Show. We're talking about how the treatment of gum disease can prevent some of the major diseases of our time. If you have a question, you can reach Dr. Nemeth by calling us at 800-859-0957. Again, that number is 800-859-0957. Don't miss this opportunity to call the doctor directly. You're listening to the Dr. Nemeth Radio Show on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to this special edition of the Dr. Nemeth Radio Show. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin. We're here tonight talking with Dr. Nemeth, board-certified periodontist in Southfield, Michigan. Dr. Nemeth is with us discussing his state-of-the-art clinic, the latest treatments in periodontic care, and the relationship between gum disease and many of the systemic diseases, from cardiac disease to the prevention of Alzheimer's. This is our final segment, so if you have a question for the doctor on the topic we're discussing tonight, please call us at 800-859-0957. Dr. Nemeth, over the break, you were talking about the pinhole treatment. And
we were talking about that, but more. He was kind of in the middle of sharing his thoughts about the instances in which you do cut the gums, because you were saying mostly you don't, but there are a couple instances where you would.
Very often, patients are referred to me because they have a gummy smile or a horsey smile, and they're really afraid to smile. They put their hand over their mouth every time they smile, mm-hmm. because the teeth are so short and so much of their gum tissue shows. So we actually sculpt that gum tissue. We reshape it so that they have a great smile. The teeth are then a normal length instead of being too short because of being covered by the gum tissue. So that's one situation where we do reshape the gum tissue by cutting it and sculpting it. And the results, some of these patients actually, with joy, cry with joy when they see the final result, because for the first time in their life, they can smile without having to feel embarrassed and uncomfortable about it. So that is a situation where we actually do surgery. And then sometimes patients will come in with growths or tumors, and in those cases also, I may cut the gum or use a laser to remove the growth or the tumor.
Mm-hmm. Now, another thing, like Anne Marie mentioned over the break, you were referring to something called the pinhole technique. Can you tell the listeners what that is and what it's for?
The pinhole technique was actually developed by John Chow in California, and I took that course, and I was the first certified advanced technician in doing the pinhole technique. And if people have gum recession, this technique is used to cover the gum recession and prevent further recession. Gum recession is usually caused by thin gum tissue that maybe patient may brush too hard, may have orthodontic treatment, and then the gum tends to recede. Once the gum starts receding, almost invariably it will continue to recede. The problem is when the gum recedes, the bone underneath it recedes. And so as the gum recedes, the tooth may lose more and more support, and the patient may be then in danger of losing those teeth, as well as sensitivity and cosmetic problems. So we do the pinhole technique, which is basically, it's not painful, but we loosen the gum tissue. We take a pin, actually make a small puncture under the recession on the bottom, loosen the gum tissue through that small hole, then we put a material through that small hole to thicken the tissue and hold it up in place over the roots. It's a great technique. So we want to get thicker, healthier gum tissue, because otherwise that's going to continue to recede and put the patient at more risk of possibly losing those teeth, and certainly sensitivity and cosmetics.
So we do have a question from the station, actually. If a patient is taking medication where one of the side effects is inflamed gums, does that add to the bacteria getting into the body and causing issues?
Absolutely. And there are a number of medications, particularly some that are used for high blood pressure, that tend to cause gum enlargement, something called amlodipine or Norvasc, depending on the dosage, frequently can cause gingival or gum swelling. When the gum swells, that means there are pockets that develop. When there are pockets, you can get inflammation, and you will get inflammation. And so those pockets need to be treated. And very frequently, that tissue, if it's really overgrown, needs to be reshaped, and patients have to be shown how to take care of their mouth to minimize the chance of that recurring.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Dr. Nemeth, your practice is very super comprehensive. You do a lot of things. You do comprehensive care. You do bad treatment of bad breath. You've got people coming from all over the world. You've had many patients come from very far places in order to get treated for what is a chronic, that's also a chronic debilitating problem, this curing of bad breath. And also your diagnostic capabilities with the technology you have in your office to visualize the type of bacteria that put us at risk for, like, any one of the 57 major diseases that are listed as being caused ultimately in the mouth, starting in the mouth. So my question to you is, thinking about this and thinking about, you know, our own trajectory through, you know, going to see your dentist every 6 months or having a checkup or going for filling, my feeling is people should just be making an appointment with a periodontist such as yourself so that they can get checked out for all these, you know, the prevention of these possible diseases. Because at the back end of it, heart disease, 600,000 people die per year of cardiac arrest. We've got all kinds of people that suffer from Alzheimer's, diabetes. The list is endless. We take up the whole show talking about how many diseases start in the mouth. Would you agree with me that people should just call the periodontist directly and get an appointment for a screening? You're going to be shy and say no.
I don't really want to say that. I mean, maybe ideally, but we get a lot of referrals from good dentists, conscientious dentists, and they often will detect periodontal disease. And although our practice is comprehensive, we don't do fillings. We don't do bridges. We treat gum disease,
right,
and we put dental implants in where teeth are missing. Mm-hmm. So we have a practice of periodontics, which does not include routine fillings or root canal treatment, that sort of thing.
Well, that's basic dental work. I mean, you're a specialist. A periodontist is essentially, you're a step above that. You're a specialist in what you do.
I don't like to use the term a step above.
Well, that's because you're shy, but that's okay.
You don't want to take credit for it. There's no steps above. I just function on periodontal treatment. It's gratifying to me. I love it because it makes such a difference in the life and the health of the patients that I see. And sometimes it's more of a cosmetic problem, and it still makes a very big difference in their self-image in those cases.
And you, I admire your passion for sharing this information, and for all the people listening on the radio or over Facebook Live, Dr. Nemeth does have a very successful YouTube channel with people that tune in from all over the world, and that's a great place also for people to go just to learn more. So I encourage you to definitely check it out. Stay in touch with him that way. Very cool, yeah, what you do there.
Yeah, YouTube sent me a plaque. This was a while back when we had over 100,000 YouTube subscribers, and we have well over 100,000 YouTube subscribers now. It's probably approaching 200,000.
Amazing.
And, you know, I love getting the word out. I love getting the word out. And we just did a couple of YouTubes on toothbrushes, and we can talk about that perhaps another time.
But okay. Whatever. I mean, it's all about the fact that you've got this YouTube channel and people can go and see all the procedures that you do. Unfortunately, we're out of time, and that wraps it up for the Dr. Joseph Nemeth Radio Show on News Talk 760 WJR, sponsored by the North American Society of Periodontists. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin, and again, I want to thank Dr. Nemeth for talking to us this evening about taking charge of our health, being proactive, and avoiding the devastating diseases of our time. To take a closer look at his practice, please go to YouTube and search Dr. Nemeth to see his videos on his state-of-the-art treatment modalities. To learn more about Dr. Nemeth's periodontal practice, you can reach him directly at 248-357-3100. That's 248-357-3100. Or by visiting him on the web at drnemeth.com. Again, that's drnemeth.com. Thank you for listening.